respond.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Sunday morning. This is Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show, coming to you from the Autozeum in scenic downtown Mineola. I'm Chris Switzer, bringing the show to you on a national level, like I do so well for you. And I'm surrounded amongst movie cars right now. I have the Batmobile is over there, and James Bond's Austin Martin DB5 is sitting right there, right next to Herbie's Love Bug, and the Monkey Mobile is sitting in the back. It is just, the Autozeum is just a place to spark the passion to become that customizer that you always wanted to be. And it happens right here at the Autozeum. If you want to be an automotive customizer, there's not many places where you can go and learn that craft, but you can learn it right here at the Autozeum, and you can check them out at autozeum.org. But we have a jam-packed show for you coming your way right here at Motormouth Radio. We're going to be dipping into the mailbag. We're going to be talking about British cars, and mine in particular. Yes, I'm the sole owner of a Triumph TR6. It's one of those cars that I just loved it to death. I loved it when I was a kid, and I love mine, even though there's some cars that you want to call them show cars. Yeah, mine's not that. Some cars you want to call them 10-footers. You know how they look from 10 feet away, they look better. Yeah, mine's not that either. My car's like a 20-footer, maybe a 1/8 of a mile. That's my car. It doesn't look really good, but it runs like nobody's business. It's kind of like this show. It doesn't look good, but runs like steak. That's my car. That's my TR6. And I went and took it out. I went and fired it up. Been trying to wake it from the dead. You know what I mean? You have that car, that classic car, that car sits in your garage that every once in a while you go out and just start it up. Just make sure it's running okay. Well, that's this car in my life. It's one of those cars. You just get in, start it up, let it run, make sure it still runs. And I've done that. I've woken it from the dead many times in the almost 20 years I've owned the car. I restored it 10 years ago, and then I used it for a little bit, and then now finally, you know, as life goes on, the car spends a lot more time sitting until finally you find it's on all four flat tires, and you got to fill the tires up just to move it out of the garage. It had gotten to that stage a couple of times, and the gas had turned to gel and jelly, gelatinous gunk that I would have to blow out of the carburetors every once in a while. That had happened too. So the car has gone through its stage of storage, either well or not so well. We've learned a lot about stable in those years. But that's where the car is pretty much now. I wanted to revive it once again. So it's the warm weather is perfect for this car. Unlike those cold, clammy mornings where it runs really well because it's British, but I was able to get in the car, and I got it running. I got it, fired it up, a little bit of starter fluid, and I hit the key, boom, fired right up. I was amazed. And this was after I checked the fluids. All the fluids were checked, and they were all fine. Although there have been times on this car in particular where I've checked the master cylinder for brake fluid, and brake fluid has been gone, this wasn't one of those times. Still didn't figure out why. I lost literally a whole entire compartment, a whole entire chamber of brake fluid. It was down to nothing, and I still don't know where it went. There was no leaks. There was no puddles on the floor. It wasn't in the interior. Wasn't on the carpet. Nothing. I still couldn't figure that out. But anyway, still working on that issue. But this time, that brake fluid was all there. I was very happy. All the fluids were there. Hit the key, vroom, fired right up. I was hysterical. And the funny thing was, it was running at about 1,000 RPM. And you blipped it, and it was very responsive. And I'm like, okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. But it's one of those things that, you know, you kind of know, especially on these cars, you kind of know when it's running, it's just like free running. You don't hear any torque. It's just like, it's not, it doesn't have a like it should. It's just free running. It's running very lightly. And to prove it, I took the car out of the garage, and the second I stomped on it down the block, it just, the back just fell out of it. It didn't have that punch. It didn't have that torque. And I was a little concerned. So I figured, let me bring it back. I'll bring it back into the garage and I'll time it. Because that's usually what happens. I try to adjust the carburetors first. And you always find, especially on these cars, that if you adjust the carburetor and it doesn't go past a certain point in the RPM range, then you know it's timing. Unlike the Buick Electra or the Caddy Coupe DeVille I used to have, where you could turn the screw on that carburetor and you can get the car to idle from 350 RPM to 3000 RPM. You didn't have to time anything. These British cars are a little bit more precise. So I realized that maybe the timing was a little bit too far advanced. So what I did was, I went and put the light on it and set it to where the book says, and got in the car once again, pulled away, and of course, it laid down flat once again. There was absolutely no torque in the power band. And I'm like, okay. And no torque meaning like you get on it, it pulls away like a bus. I mean, it's revving like a son of a gun, but it's pulling away like slowly. So I come back, and now I say to myself, okay, here's what we have to do. This is something in the British world around here in Brooklyn, all three of us, where we used to call this the drive and bump. That's basically what this is. And it's not like bumper tag, like I know we all were accused of doing at one time, especially with our parents' station wagon. But this drive and bump is a little different. It's when you just bump the distributor. When the car is running in front of the house, you just loosen up the distributor nut and just bump it just a little bit and then tighten it down, get in the car and pull away. And this, you do this every so often. And the funny thing about it is that you really just use your good ear. You listen to that engine. And the six, especially those Triumph sixes, you hear it go from that free run, that when you bump it a little bit closer, I guess, the top dead center. You start leaning towards that. It gets that. You get like almost like that. It sounds like a gallop. And at that point, you know, you're getting there. So you just get that distributor ever so slightly. You bump it a little bit, less than an eighth of an inch in distance. And then you just snug the set nut down, the set bolt down, get in the car, and you drive away. And usually you could tell the second you pull away whether you're in that sweet spot or not. And I just kept going. I was into that sweet spot, but because I can't leave well enough alone, I kept going. And then you get into that bog mode. And that's when it's still going, and you sound like you got a lot of torque. You sound like it's really in there churning. But what you've done is you've gotten literally on the top of probably top dead center, and now there's absolutely no power to it. It pulls away like a bus once again. And what's really kind of like a consolation prize is now the car stinks of CO. You just have that exhaust smell is everywhere. You're filling the block with this noxious gas. It's just awful. So you have to bring the car back and now go back with the distributor. You bump it back to find that sweet spot. And once you do that, then the torque band is fine. You get a little squirt of power, and that's really all those cars are meant to do. You're just meant to get that little squirt of speed. So you set it, get back into that sweet spot, and then lo and behold, you found that the car is now idling at the correct 900 RPM where it's supposed to be. I'm like, wow, isn't that amazing? So, you know, you could, if you're adjusting the carburetor back and forth and sideways and you can't get it past, you can't get it on the low side of 1,000 RPM, go ahead and time it. So that's basically what I had to do just to get the thing back, set back to get it correctly running. So we finally get it correctly running. It was just, it's fantastic at this point. I have it. I'm ready to rock and roll with it. And now the first thing I look and I say, you know what? I better go get gas. So take it over to the gas station. And that's what we were doing we're going to take a break. Right now, that's what we're going to do. I ran my mouth off for the first segment of this fine upstanding program like I always do. I'm Chris Switzer. This is Motor Mouth Radio, your one-stop shopping for all things automotive. That's what we do. We chat about it on a national level, and that's what we're doing right now. Want you to come back. Got a lot more coming your way right here on Motor Mouth Radio, coming to you from the AutoZM. And, of course, the Motor Mouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Drivers that are behind those drivers that are smoking the old fogey stogie cigar. You see the smoke billowing out. It's filling your car. You got to go home and wash your hair. And if that's the case, you're part of the Motor Mouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Keep it where you got it. More Motor Mouth Radio coming your way. I'm Chris Switzer. Keep it here.
Attention to all listeners of this station who suffer from any kind of pain, whether it's back pain, joint pain, arthritis pain, foot pain, or even diabetic foot pain. We have breaking news. There are changes with Medicare and insurance companies that may benefit you. These changes may now allow you to receive safe yet very powerful pain relief treatment items covered by Medicare and your insurance. Thousands of customers have been sent these proven pain relief systems that now may be available to you. With your qualification, you could receive these pain relief systems, which may be covered by Medicare and your insurance company, at little or no cost to you and include free shipping. Call now and use the special code RADIO to activate and confirm your eligibility. Call right now at 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, again, 888-452-3416.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-711-9813 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-711-9813 to take your call now. Call 800-711-9813. That's 800-711-9813. Again, 800-711-9813.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Motormouth Radio. I'm Chris Switzer coming to you from the Autoseum, Long Island's teaching museum. You have to see this place. It is just fantastic. And check it out. A lot of nice cars here, lots of knowledge coming to you. And they associate themselves with Nassau Bosse's, which means that they have associated themselves with a fine, upstanding scholastic environment. It really is a lot of fun and a lot of work, but a great reward. It's the Autoseum. It's right here, autoseum.org. Check them out. And like I was talking about before the break, got the Triumph TR6, got it running very well, and I was off to go put some fresh gas into it. Now, I was wondering if this ever happened to you, because it happens to me countless times. When you take a car that has a certain amount of uniqueness to a gas station, you're being prepared, but get prepared for some of the strangest questions you're going to be asked in a lifetime, that's for sure. And I drive over to the gas station and I pull in, and an individual steps out of the driver's seat of an ambulance and comes over. Now, the car looks like it's just sat in a garage for the last year and a half. It's got that garage dust on it. You don't know how it gets there. You wipe the car down, and yet you get this thin film of silt all over everything. Well, that's my garage. It's no different. And the individual walks up to the car and says, "Hey, what kind of car is that?" And you have to, of course, you answer. You go, "Triumph." Now, you try and say it as loudly as you can. And here's the reason why. They're going to ask you, "What?" Guaranteed. And if you own a car that's older than 40 years old, that's not a brand that is still in existence, for the exception of Oldsmobile and Pontiac or Plymouth, you're going to get one of those answers. And that's what I got. I was like, "Triumph." "What?" "Triumph." Now you know what the next question is, right? Yep, you guessed it. "Who makes that?" So what do you say? In that instance, you go, "Triumph." I just said it three times. So now they're mesmerized. It's not an MG. No, it's not an MG. If they think a TR6 is an MG, they certainly don't know what an MG looks like. And now they walk around the car. This guy in particular, he's walking around the car and he's looking at it and he's running his finger on the dust like he's judging it. And he comes up to me and goes, "Is this car for sale?" Now, that was a question I really didn't expect him to ask. Really. And I just
nicely as I could. I just folded my arms in front of him and said, you didn't know what this car was 5 minutes ago. You still don't know what this car is, and you're asking me if it's for sale? I said, are you out of your mind? But he did. And I said, look, everything is for sale. But now you're at that point where you're discussing a number with an individual that has no clue what this car is. So I told him, it's a very rare car. Thousands of dollars, hundreds and thousands of dollars. That's what this car is worth. Yes, this car was owned by Prince Wales of Nottingham. And he owned the car when he was a little shaver. Make up anything you can. You're dancing on the head of a pin as you're fueling your vehicle. But I told him, this is the car. The value is just exceptional and that you can't afford it. And then he looked a little closer at it, thinking it was worth this astronomical number. But I never mentioned a figure to him. But I was just goofing with the guy. And I actually did. I told him, I says, dude, I said, it's worth a couple of grand. It's not really worth a heck of a lot of money. Especially my car. Because he's trying to figure out how this Bondo bucket can be worth so much money. But yeah, I was able to put some gas into it. Thank God. And I was able to bring it back home. And of course I get home and there's another adventure waiting for me, pulling into the driveway and pulling into the garage. And you think to yourself, I've done this trip hundreds of times, thousands of times. I've put the car down the driveway and put it into the garage. Well, wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know it? I go down the driveway without a problem. I pull the car in front of the garage. It's not a problem. I roll the garage door open. Not a problem. And I start into the garage. And wouldn't you know it, that the garage frame, the wooden frame of the garage door, the piece of wood that's running from the top beam all the way down to the cement, wouldn't you know, I got a little too close to it. And so close to this wooden structure with the passenger side of the TR6, I was able to slide the door handle onto the piece of wood. And then I went a little too far. And the car literally got to the point, got wedged between the door handle, the passenger door handle, and the flare of the rear fender, or the rear wing, shall we say, in British term. And if you see, there's a little indent right there within the body that I put this piece of wood in. So close that the button to the passenger door was depressed. The wood had pushed the button in. So now this piece of wood is channeled between the door handle, the chrome door handle on the passenger door, and the flare of the rear fender. Now, I couldn't back it up, because if I backed it up, I would have torn the door handle off, and I couldn't go forward because I would have ripped the rear fender off or flattened out the flare right into the rear tire. And I'm like, now what? Now what do I do? I have never in my life ever put myself in this predicament, ever, ever, ever. And I've had this car in and out of this garage for 18 years. Still cannot figure out how the heck I did this. But I did. Stand back. I'm looking. I'm like, I can't believe it. I came so close to denting things. But mind you, there was no dent because it was just locked in there. It was just rattling around with this piece of wood on the garage door frame, just jammed into the car. And I couldn't back it up and I couldn't move it forward. So I went and did the next best thing. You guessed it. I went and got two hydraulic jacks. And I put one under one tow hook in the back, and I put the other under the other tow hook, and I jacked them up, and I put the jacks perpendicular to the car. They weren't running parallel. They were perpendicular. And I jacked the rear wheels off the ground. Now, mind you, I wasn't destroying anything. I wasn't hurting anything because the body wasn't touching the wood. But if I backed it up or moved it forward, it certainly was. So I jacked the car up, and I went and broadsided it with my shoulder. Pfft, hit the back of the car. It jerked about 2 inches, 2-3 inches away from the wooden structure of my garage, and I dropped the car back down on the ground and backed it out of the garage and assessed the damage. And I looked and I saw there really wasn't a heck of a lot of damage. So that was my adventure last night with the TR6, starting with getting it running and ending with trying to get it into the garage. Stick around because we got a lot more of this mess coming your way right here at Motormouth Radio, coming to you from the AutoZM. I'm Chris Switzer. Hold on, a lot more. Keep it where you got it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-800-275-0767, 1-800-275-0767. Again, that's 1-800-275-0767. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now, 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back to Motormouth Radio, Long Island's premier automotive talk show. Coming to you from the AutoZM, I'm Chris Switzer. You can check us out at motormouthradio.com. We're there, too. The local show as well as the national show, both there for you. Here at Motormouth Radio, we're going to go to the mailbag. But first, look, we have a call. Awesome. Hi, you're on Motormouth Radio.
Hey, Switzy.
Yes, Mr. Tool.
Hey, Switzy.
I'm here, Mr. Tool.
Hey, Switzy. It's me, Mr. Tool.
Yes, Mr. Tool. I know it's you.
Now, don't go calling me Tooly like you did last time.
I never called you Tooly.
You called me Tooly, and then you blew me a kiss on the air.
I don't know what other radio show you're calling, but it's not this one.
Oh, you gotta admit, Switzy, that show is a lot better sounding than this one.
Did you call for a reason, Mr. Tool?
Oh, nothing gets by you, Mr. Perspective.
Well, it is my job.
You've got your ear to the ground there, Switzy. You know what's what. Yep, very perspective.
You plan on getting to the point there, Tooly?
Hey, Switzy, let's talk about that humdrum, run-of-the-mill feature you do on this cockamamie radio show.
What's that?
Your honor group of the hour.
Yeah?
Usually it's misguided and strange. Like you.
Hey.
But this week you hit it right on the head.
How's that?
Why do people smoke those awful cigars when they drive? All they do is just drive and puff, drive and puff, driving and puffing, drive, 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 puff, puff, puff. I can't stand it. The thing stinks like old Chinese food.
Leaf.
I'm behind some Momo right now. The inside of his car is so full of smoke, it looks like a Foghat concert. I think I'm gonna tell this guy off right now.
Mr. Tool, I wouldn't...
Oh. Hey, buddy! What's that thing sticking out of your face? A baseball bat on fire? I haven't seen so much huffing and puffing since the Big Bad Wolf Convention.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Bill Clinton! I can tell you where to stick that thing. Oh, he can't even see me through all that smoke.
I think you've successfully made your point.
Doesn't he know that the best place to use a cigar is to light fireworks?
What? What are you talking about?
Sure thing, Switzy.
Huh?
Let that be an important safety tip to all you kiddies out there.
How's that?
Always use a cigar to light the fireworks. Carrying an open flame is very dangerous.
Yeah?
And carrying an open flame to light fireworks can be very dangerous. Unless you know what you're doing, like me.
Oh, yeah, like you.
So listen to the old Tooly.
Mm-hmm.
And use a lit cigar to light up all those annoying M80s and blockbusters. So sneak out with some of Mom and Dad's cigars to light up some of those fireworks this 4th of July weekend. You got that?
I don't think that's very good advice, Mr. Tool.
Hey, look, liver lips, that's a lot better advice than you've ever given on this show.
That's some of the worst advice I ever heard. Fireworks should be left to professionals. They know how to put on a good show.
Oh, yeah, like you know what a good show is. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, goodbye, Mr. Tool. He sounded like he had a couple of cheap cigars already. Alrighty, to the mailbag. Remember, you can always write us at motormouthradio@hotmail.com. I will be glad to read your question on the air and answer it for you. And that's as simple as that, motormouthradio@hotmail.com. But let's take a quick question from Bob in Spokane, Washington. Bob says his problem is that the speedometer doesn't work in his 89 Olds 88 Royal. He's replaced it with two others from a wrecking yard and has replaced the sending unit, but it still does the same thing. He says, when I first get going, the speedometer works for maybe about three blocks, but then starts jumping from 0 to 85 and then stops altogether. He says, and after a while, it will work for a few minutes and then goes haywire again. So he's asking if we can help. And the way I look at it here is, looks like both the speedometer and the speed sensor were problematic, so it is possible that the used components that you obtained from the wrecking yard, Bob, were just as faulty as what you took out of the car. So there's probably, if that's not the case, there's probably an issue with the wires. I would say there's a wire harness issue that powers the system, and it's going to be a tedious process, but I think that a check of the wires in the harness would probably be the answer to your question right there. I've actually had speedometer issues. I had one on a Chrysler. I had a 2.2, a LeBaron, one of those K-vertibles, those K-car convertibles. And it had those primitive Chrysler digital dashboards, which I kind of liked them. It was kind of just a square with a big number, and I thought that was kind of cool. But what was interesting about it was it used to do what I like to call the slow death. And you would be driving along at 55 miles an hour. Next thing you know, your speedometer was reading 55 miles an hour, and it would start to slowly drop. It would go 50 and then 48 and then 46. Now, mind you, your speed's not decreasing. You're still on the highway doing 55 miles an hour, but the speedometer was just doing its slow death, 35, 30. It seems that there, Chrysler had put some sort of interphase module between the transmission and the standard cable. It was almost like technology was stepping in the way of the standard gear-driven cable move speedometer. Now there's the little sensor between the cable and the transmission itself, and that turning thing, you can tell, I took the old one out, there was absolutely no friction to it. You know, when you spin an electric motor, it's got like brushes that are running up against a commutator, you can feel a little bit of friction in the motor. And you know, when the motor freewheels, you know it's pretty much not running at peak performance. And that's what this sensor was doing. You spun it and it seemed that it was just freewheeling. So that was the issue with that. It was just a part swap. It was nothing more than that. But thanks for your question, Bob, and I hope you're able to sit down and diagnose this. You know, when it comes down to diagnosing harness problems, I've learned from Obi Don Canoli, or the man I like to call Uncle Levunge, when you're diagnosing a problem in wires or in a harness, the last thing you want to do is rush through it. You don't want to do that. You just want to take your time. And that's usually the case. Unplug things and just take your time. Go methodically through one after the other. Or what I like to do first is I like to just eyeball that harness. Just take a good look at it. Grab a hold of every inch of it and just feel, find that burr. Find where it was rubbing up against a sharp spot and it carved its way through the insulation. Find those spots, because usually that's the culprit. A lot of times wires don't break inside the harness. They do, but it's rare. It's very rare. Usually what happens is that harness starts rubbing up against something and wears its way through. Happened to me on a Pontiac Sunbird, the car would just die. And I found that there was a main harness that ran down the center of the engine into the abyss. I didn't know where the heck it was, but there must have been a wire that was rubbing up against something metal and shorting it out and dropping the car like a stone. So the way I repaired it was I just slid a piece of insulation right down that
that harness, because in order to access where it was going, I'd have to take the intake manifold off the car, the exhaust manifold. There was just major components that needed to come off. So I just slid the insulation, that black flexible insulation. I was able to get it onto that harness and just slide it down there to pretty much hope that it would insulate the bird exposed wire from wherever it was grounding and killing the car. And eventually it did. That was the case. That's what happened. All right. When we come back, we got some driving tips for the 4th of July weekend that'll be coming up. But first, the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour, drivers that are behind the guy with the big Denoble sticking out of his face. You know that guy, the one that Mr. Tool loves so much. The guy smoking that cigar, that smoke and that crap all just coming into your car because you're behind him. If you're the lucky one, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Coming from the Autoseum, this is Motormouth Radio, your Long Island automotive talk show. Keep it where you got it. Got a lot more coming your way.
Attention to all listeners of this station who suffer from any kind of pain, whether it's back pain, joint pain, arthritis pain, foot pain, or even diabetic foot pain. We have breaking news. There are changes with Medicare and insurance companies that may benefit you. These changes may now allow you to receive safe yet very powerful pain relief treatment items covered by Medicare and your insurance. Thousands of customers have been sent these proven pain relief systems that now may be available to you. With your qualification, you could receive these pain relief systems, which may be covered by Medicare and your insurance company, at little or no cost to you and include free shipping. Call now and use the special code RADIO to activate and confirm your eligibility. Call right now at 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, again, 888-452-3416.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-711-9813 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-711-9813 to take your call now. Call 800-711-9813. That's 800-711-9813. Again, 800-711-9813.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number,
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is Motormouth Radio, your one-stop shopping, all things automotive. I already said that. I'm Chris Switzer, coming to you from the Autozeum, autozeum.org. Please take a look at it. It's a wonderful, upstanding place. It's really, really cool here. It really will spark the passion. And motormouthradio.com, that's going to spark a passion of a different kind. But please, they're all at your fingertips. Take a look at them. I'm Chris Switzer, and we're in the middle of a 4th of July weekend. Of course, that means that everybody's traveling everywhere. So if you're on the road, or if you're planning on going on the road, maybe taking the week off, the whole entire week, starting with Monday of the 4th of July, let me just explain a couple of things. You know, it's really not hard. This stuff is not tree surgery, gang. It's very cool to know. It's knowledge that's not earth-shaking. But let's talk a little bit about tires when you're on the road. And, you know, who's thinking about tire tread when you're out there? But tire tread is very important. And I love these little hacks. I love these little tidbits. And I'm going to just skim over them because y'all know what I'm talking about here. But in order to check the tread depth on your tire, all you need is a penny or a quarter. And, you know, you take that penny or you take that quarter and you put the penny or the quarter in with either Lincoln, if it's a penny, Lincoln's head facing you, and you put that penny into the tread. If you see any of Lincoln's hairline, that means that that tread is probably due to be replaced. That tire is due to be replaced. The same thing with the quarter. If you put the quarter in there and you see, put the quarter in upside down and you see George Washington's entire head, that means the tread is a lot low. It's low. It's not good anymore. It's time to replace that tire. And those are the things you should know about tire wear. It's very simple stuff. There's also a tire, is like a tire indicator. If you could see it in between the treads, in the valley of the tire. If you see that tire indicator actually parallel with the surface of the tire, another reason to take those tires and chuck them.
But another thing is, do you know, these are some things you should do, especially if you're in like a rental car. Check the gas gauge. Take a look. Some of the new cars have a little arrow, a little indicator on either side of that icon gas pump. And that's to tell you where the fuel door is. So you'll easily save yourself some embarrassment when you pull up to the pump by just staring. Take a look at where that little arrow is. That arrow will tell you where, on the icon, will tell you where the fuel filler door is. So that's always pretty cool, especially in a car that you're not familiar with. That's always a good thing. And hey, if you got if you're taking a road trip and you need a place to put your cup and the cup holders are all full, you could use, and this is something I've actually done this before it was fashionable, before you'd call it a hack. I've actually done this. I've traveled with a pair of shoes in my car. The reason why this one car in particular I had was a Mustang. I had a 71 Mustang, and the car had no console. There was no console. There were two bucket seats and no console. So what I was able to, before I bought the console, because I ended up getting one anyway, but before I bought the console, I took a shoe, put a shoe there, actually two shoes, and where you put your foot right there was a perfect cup holder, and the sole of the shoe gripped on fairly well to the carpet. So as long as I wasn't taking any massive turns, dumping whatever was in the shoe out into my lap, it was pretty cool. It wasn't so bad. So that's something I've always said. It's always been my little secret hack, is to put a pair of shoes there. Maybe a little ghetto, but it's, and try not to use new shoes just in case there is a spill. But that's always been something that if I needed an extra cup holder in a pinch, that was my cup holder. And also, finally, let me just explain this. I have to tell you, you know, it's one of those things about the holiday. Try and take it easy on the road. And the reason why I say this is because the police that are out there now don't want to be there. They want to be home with their families. You get it? It's a holiday. It's a holiday for everybody, even the police. They want to be home with their families too. So they're sitting in the car waiting for you to do 2.5 miles an hour over the speed limit. And once you do something stupid, it doesn't have to be exceptionally stupid, just traveling a little fast. Once you do that, they're pulling you over because they're bent out of shape that they're on the job and they're going to take it out on you. So the best thing to do this holiday season is just drive within the speed limit. Wear your seatbelt. Please wear your seatbelt. It is so simple. It is so not worth the ticket, the embarrassment, just the hassle. Just put the seatbelt on. And by all means, do not consume any alcohol and get behind the wheel. Come on, gang. We know all this. It's not brain surgery. Have a great weekend. If you're on the road, please have a great weekend. It's one of those things that I strongly suggest, don't drink. There are certain holidays, there are certain times of the year you will never see me drink at all. I mean, not all. One of them, obviously, is New Year's Eve. You don't drink then. Another holiday that you don't drink, St. Paddy's Day. Why? Because New Year's Eve and St. Paddy's Day are amateur drinking holidays. You don't drink because all the amateurs are out there drinking. And 4th of July is another one. Not one of the best ones, because I'll still sneak in the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. People drink then, and that's always been the sneaky holiday. It's always been the one that you never expect. And I'll put that in front of the 4th of July, but the 4th of July is right up there with drinking and driving incidents. So please have your wits about you when it comes down to this holiday season. And also, just a quick tip. Do you know that only 19% of consumers actually consistently check how well their tread is faring on their tires? And that's a shame, because tires generally go about 4,700 miles further when you have proper inflation, and it'll save you about 9 cents a gallon every time. And also, almost 11,000 accidents are caused by poor tires. And that's why we try and bring up things like this here at Motormouth Radio. Well, that looks like it. I'm done and I'm out of here. There's going to be a lot of explosions going on. Let the professionals handle the fireworks. I'm Chris Switzer from the AutoZeum. Have a good holiday. We'll talk real soon. This is Motormouth Radio. And always remember the best advice we love to give. Don't follow us home. See ya.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
biztalkradio.com.